Welcome to Safety Culture Excellence. This week's topic, evolving your safety culture, elements that matter most. My name is Sean Galloway, and I'm proud to be your host. Hello, everyone. Recording this while working in Port Arthur, Texas. The topic this week is based on an article that I wrote that was published in the July 2014 edition of Occupational Health and Safety Magazine. If you'd like to find a copy of this article, you can visit the magazine's website, or you can navigate to proactsafety.com and click on the Insights tab. So without further delay, here we go. Evolving Your Safety Culture, Elements That Matter Most by Sean M. Galloway. 9 elements have been identified as the most important foci to establish the chemistry that facilitates the necessary climate for a culture of safety excellence to grow. Regardless of safety maturity, your safety culture goal should be to evolve, not create. Beliefs already exist. Behaviors are currently observable. The way we do things around here, why we do what we do, what is rewarded, and what it takes to get ahead are all quickly apparent to individuals joining the rank and file. Unless you are starting a new company, bringing people together for the first time, your cultural focus on safety already exists, good, bad, or indifferent. Now, how to improve it? Rather than attempt to benchmark against other cultures, which is often more demotivational than helpful, work to better understand the current reality and what has created it. Individually or as a group, discuss your answers to the following 10 questions. What percent of the population is passionate about safety excellence and the effort it will take to achieve it? What is the clear and concise focus for continued improvement in safety, and is everyone aligned on what it will take to further improve? Is everyone aware of what is expected of them individually to continuously improve injury prevention efforts and advance the safety culture? How well are we proactively holding people accountable for the behavior and performance we expect of them, not just the results? And how positively is this perceived? Are we confident the right things are reinforced in the absence of leaders? Are the focus and expectations reinforced culturally when no one is looking? Are we maintaining a healthy degree of fear and a sense of organizational and individual vulnerability and safety? Is communication and safety boundaryless, free-flowing, and unfiltered, and are the messages sent, received, and understood in any direction? Are our safety measurements motivating, prompting, and aligning behavior? Are the right things being measured and providing insight into results, how they were achieved, and how can be repeated? Do we have an organization where everyone trusts one another? In other words, peers, their bosses, their direct reports, colleagues in another department, and we don't assume hidden agendas or malicious motivation. Have we created the necessary capabilities that enable continuous improvement in safety performance and created a chemistry and climate in which such improvement is nurtured and encouraged? In consulting with many of the best in safety performance and culture, 9 elements have been identified as the most important foci to establish the chemistry that facilitates the necessary climate for a culture of safety excellence to grow. As emphasized in the previous questions, these are passion, focus, expectations, proactive accountability, reinforcement, vulnerability, communication, measurement, and trust. We at PROACT Safety call this the chemistry of safety culture excellence. Through consulting engagements and workshops, these 9 elements have been successfully measured to help the organizations identify their starting point baseline and also to strategically prioritize which capabilities to focus on to advance the capability of their safety culture. A simple exercise to measure your cultural maturity is to lead a group discussion, e.g. leadership team or with the safety committee, representation from the many levels and departments. On these 9 elements to determine the average perceived scores, 1 through 10, for these elements and understand what would have to be addressed to enhance them. These very insightful conversations identify the precise actions that need to be taken and ultimately leads to the creation of a 3 to 5 year strategic framework, prioritizing what and how to improve the safety aspect of the company culture. Cultures will always influence the beliefs and behaviors of employees and contractors as they join the group. You can either manage the chemistry, climate, and culture, or the results in any area of operational performance will be managed by them. To obtain a copy of this framework to lead dialogue within your organization on these elements, please contact the author, me, at info@proactsafety.com. Until next time, remember, in safety, prevention trumps reaction. For more information on safety culture excellence, or if you have a topic to suggest, please email us at podcast@proactsafety.com.